Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680 with Nick Noonan of the Giants. Well, down in San Diego for the series against the Padres. Boy, this Padre team, a pesky little team.
Yeah, they can hit the ball and run a little bit, get some guys moving. A pretty good little team.
All right, but for you, this is a nice story. Of course, I was down there from the first day of spring training, and you were sent to the minor league camp, and then you're back, and I saw the whole competition with Tanaka and Wilson Valdez and Brock Bond and yourself, and then you got the break to come back. And as I tell people, you deserve to be here. You won that job when you came back.
Yeah, I felt pretty good there the last week of spring training, swung it well, played some good defense, you know, had some things go my way, and, you know, here we are.
Well, utility is very important. I know that was a real part of what the competition was all about in spring training. What position do you like the best, and what do you have to work at the most?
Right now I feel comfortable up the middle, shorter second, real comfortable at second. Third base, still working there, but, you know, this spring training I got a few starts there and got my feet underneath me. So I'm feeling really comfortable there too, but up the middle, definitely feel good.
Yeah, I think they noticed you at third. I think those are the couple of the games I said, wow. And it was the same thing with Arias last year. Third base is a tough position. You have to be ready every second.
Yeah, you really do. I mean, those balls come down there pretty quick with a little bit of hook on them from the right-handed hitters. So, you know, I was feeling pretty good there during spring training, made some nice plays, and, you know, I'm glad I made a good impression.
Yeah, you did. Well, you're back in, you know, obviously you got back on the 40-man roster after a good year at Fresno last year. What did that mean to you, and did you see it coming?
Well, it meant a lot to have a good year because, you know, it was kind of a bounce-back year for me. I competed, you know, with the best of them in AAA, and, you know, I think that kind of set up this year on a positive note for me.
Yeah, I think the Giants recognize that as well. Now, there was a great story last week about you in the paper, and I really enjoyed it. Gary Brown's one of my favorites. I always have him on, and I know he's at Fresno now. But you two guys played together as kids, and it's worth retelling a little bit.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, we played in a few tournaments together on a travel ball team out of San Diego, and, you know, we kind of, you know, grew up playing against each other and then with each other. So it's been a neat story.
Yeah, it is. And, of course, as a kid, was he one of your friends? Or, I mean, did you just sort of get on the team with him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We all got along. You know, we were real competitive back then. So, you know, we always wanted to win. And Gary Brown was, you know, a big part of our team.
All right. So now travel team and everyone can relate to it. That's the story of kid baseball today. Mm-hmm. How'd you hit?
I hit pretty well. I think that's always been kind of one of my key strengths has been hitting. So, you know, a left-handed bat in the middle infield I think has always been, you know, something, you know, advantageous for me.
Yeah, I think that's what got you noticed since you've been in the big leagues and you're off to a great start. What's your philosophy at the plate? And a lot of times you've got to come in and pinch hit, and that's one of the things they like a veteran to do, but you've been doing a good job of it.
Yeah, you know, I just, you know, prepare myself the best I can, you know, before I get up there, you know, make sure I know what the pitcher's going to throw, what he's got, you know, make sure I'm on time with my swing and get a good pitch to hit.
Well, they always say coming up to the big leagues, it's the triple-deck stadium. It's 42,000. It's 84,000 eyeballs watching you every time, and that's the challenge.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, though, playing in front of so many people, you know, especially when you get out there in the infield and you look up and you see all these people. It's something special, though, and, you know, I'm thankful to be a part of it.
Well, they're glad to have you here, Nick Noonan, with us. What about the trip to Wrigley and Miller Park? Those are, of course, your first two, and we're down at Dodger Stadium as well, but that's the first sort of NL road trip. What was that like?
You know, it was kind of hectic there for a minute, you know, getting settled here in San Francisco, being on the road to start the year, and then, but it was awesome. I mean, Wrigley is, you know, what a special place to get a start at, and, you know, same with Milwaukee. What a great stadium and, you know, good fans at both places, so it was a lot of fun.
All right, did George Contos take you out for Chicago pizza?
No, not George, but I definitely got some Chicago pizza, got some good steak in me, too. They like their beef there, too.
Yes, they do. So where'd you go down there?
We went to Malinato's, I think it's called. Had some good deep dish pizza. And then I think we just went to a local steakhouse and had a good bite to eat.
You know, it's funny. Of course, this is your first time in the big leagues, but I was just going to mention Wrigley day games. Can you imagine your whole life day games in baseball, what rhythm that would be?
Yeah, that'd be kind of tough. I don't know. The first game we were there kind of felt like a night game. They had the lights on, and it was super foggy and cold. But, you know, I definitely see it as a challenge for those guys.
All right. What do you think of being in the big leagues? What's the best part? I mean, you know, I always say to people, what's the best part of being a big leaguer?
I just think coming out here and being in the stadium, you know, for batting practice, you know, there's nothing like it playing in these types of, you know, arenas in front of all these people. It'll get your adrenaline pumping like you've never had that experience before. And, you know, it's just a blessing to come out here in the stadium in front of the people, really.
Yeah. I always say the food. Food's better. Travel's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Travel's good. You know, good planes and, you know, yeah, definitely good food, too.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up with Nick Noonan. I appreciate having him on. But the travel, even a AAA, it's a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you're flying from, you know, one city to the next. Got to get up and play the next day, you know, late nights and then early mornings sometimes. So yeah. It presents a challenge to everyone. But, you know, that's what we love doing for our career. And hopefully it, you know, provides a, you know, a good life after baseball.
Yeah, and that's why you're young. You're supposed to do that when you're young. You get up early, get on a plane, and play that night. You're supposed to do that. But Fresno is kind of fun. I always say you get the best fruit in California in Fresno.
Yeah, there is really good fruit. I know in the clubhouse they got a lot of different fruit, and I've crushed some good pineapple in Fresno.
Very good. Nick, thanks for being with us, and you're off to a good start. I know the fans call in the show all the time about you, and last year they called in constantly. Where is he? How come he's not being brought up? But you're here, and you're making the most of it, and that's the best part.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm having a blast, and thanks to all the fans out there.
All right. That's Nick Noonan. More coming up on the Sports Leader.